This is the reading for December 17th. Zechariah chapter 4. Then the angel who was talking with me returned and woke me up as if I had been asleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I said, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top, and there are seven lamps and also seven places for wicks. There are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on the left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "Sir, what are these?" The angel said, "Don't you know what they are?" "No, sir," I said. Then he told me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord all-powerful. Who are you, big mountain? In front of Zerubbabel, you will become flat land, and he will bring out the topmost stone, shouting, 'It's beautiful, it's beautiful.'" Then the Lord spoke his word to me again, saying, "Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord all-powerful has sent me to you." The people should not think that small beginnings are unimportant. They will be happy when they see Zerubbabel with tools building the temple. These are the seven eyes of the Lord, which look back and forth across the earth. Then I asked the angel, "What are the two olive trees on the right and left of the lampstand?" I also asked him, "What are the two olive branches beside the two gold pipes from which the olive oil flows to the lamps?" He answered, "Don't you know what they are?" "No, sir," I said. So he said, "They are symbols of the two who have been appointed to serve the Lord of all the earth."
Chapter 8.
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand in God's presence, and they were given seven trumpets. Another angel came with a gold incense burner and stood at the altar. He was given a lot of incense to offer on the gold altar in front of the throne. He offered it with the prayers of all of God's people. The smoke from the incense went up from the angel's hand to God, along with the prayers of God's people. The angel took the incense burner, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it on the earth. Then there was thunder, noise, lightning, and an earthquake. The seven angels who had the seven trumpets got ready to blow them. When the first angel blew his trumpet, hail and fire were mixed with blood and were thrown on the earth. One third of the earth was burned up, one third of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. When the second angel blew his trumpet, something like a huge mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. One third of the sea turned into blood, one third of the creatures that were living in the sea died, and one third of the ships were destroyed. When the third angel blew his trumpet, a huge star, flaming like a torch, fell from the sky. It fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs. That star was named Wormwood. One third of the water turned into wormwood, and many people died from this water because it had turned bitter. When the fourth angel blew his trumpet, one third of the sun, one third of the moon, and one third of the stars were struck so that one third of them had turned dark. There was no light for one third of the day and one third of the night. I saw an eagle flying overhead, and I heard it say in a loud voice, "Catastrophe, catastrophe, catastrophe for those living on earth, because of the remaining trumpet blast which the three angels are about to blow."